It was a joy-filled day in Hillsborough on August 7th, where a massive crowd enjoyed live music, food, and packed the inside of the renovated Eno Arts Mill, despite the somber reason behind its near year-long closure.
I lost a lot of stuff. I lost 8 years worth of drawings. It was just devastating. I've got video of when I first walked in. So I mean, I know exactly what it was like, and I'm just like, you can hear my voice going, it was heartbreaking.
Amanda Blanchard is a Hillsborough and Durham artist who operated out of the mill last year when Tropical Storm Chantal's major flooding devastated much of the space and the art pieces inside it. Chantal did present an opportunity to make needed and major improvements to the mill, which first opened in 2020. The updated space notably features new flooring, furniture, and the town's first ceramic studio, in addition to its artist studios and gallery. But Blanchard said a lot of the artists still can't talk about the storm without forming tears.
Crying. That was me for a year until I came back, and it's still, like, it's tough.
Now that she's returned to her workspace, Blanchard said she feels even more determined to create. Her studio at the mill is now filled with crochet dolls, crowns, and paintings that she's created in the past year, and she said they're more colorful and fun than the days before Chantal. Describing them as the soul of the space, Katie Murray said she's thankful how most of the artists who operated out of the mill prior to Chantal decided to return. Murray leads Arts Orange, the newly created brand unifying the Orange County Arts Commission and Orange County Arts Alliance. The two programs operate out of the Eno Arts Mill, and she said the Arts Commission, being an agency of Orange County government, is a big reason behind why it got back on its feet so quickly.
If we were a nonprofit arts council, like most arts councils are in North Carolina, we probably wouldn't be standing here today. It's because of the county's backing of the arts that we were able to immediately start replanning, refurnishing, getting things together so that we could get back operating.
Murray also thanked the hundreds of community volunteers who immediately worked to clear the space in the days following the flood. Thousands of donors also helped raise enough funds to fully reimburse the artists for their losses. The event particularly provided an opportunity for those returning creatives to reconnect with the community, and for others, like James Huang, connect for the first time.
Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
You have a card or something?
Yeah, it's right there.
Is this it?
Yeah, that's my latest album right there.
Okay.
It's called It. I self-produced completely.
A rapper known under the artist name Saki, Huang had only been based out of the Arts Mill for a month before Chantal's floodwaters devastated the space. A Chapel Hill native, he began his rapping career in LA before returning to North Carolina. In Chantal's aftermath, he said he was able to form bonds with the local artists.
You know, just for the fact of them accepting me as an artist here meant a lot. It's given me an opportunity to feel more like a part of the community here in Orange County. Even though I grew up here, but I wasn't really seen as an artist, at least to the capacity of with music. You know, this helps it make me feel like more accepted as an artist and gives me a great place to, you know, develop my craft.
The Orange County community, Arts Commission board members, and elected officials made up the evening's crowd. Board Chair for the Orange County Commissioners, Gene Hamilton, opened the event by emphasizing the mill's contributions to the larger community. With its classes, events, and programs, the community art space pays hundreds of local artists, provides about $500,000 in household income, and serves more than 120 youth, many of them receiving free tuition or scholarships.
So thank you all for being here to celebrate this exciting new chapter. Please enjoy the evening, explore the exhibitions and studios, and join us in celebrating the enduring power of the arts. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.